Hello, welcome once again to Leto's Law. I'm Steve Leto. Today we're going to talk about something that happened up in my neck of the woods. I'm talking about the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, and that's way, way north of Detroit. Many people in Michigan talk about going up north, and if you go up north, you cross the Mackinac Bridge, and you go into the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. If you turn left and drive down US 2 a ways, you'll pass Leto's Pasties, no relation. You'll then go up to Munising and then across Marquette and over to the Keweenaw Peninsula, and you go up the Keweenaw Peninsula and you find yourself in the lovely town of Houghton. And then across the canal is Hancock, across the Portage Canal. So Houghton and Hancock are two towns that face each other across a canal, the Portage Canal, as I just said. And Houghton is the site of Michigan Tech, and Hancock is the site of Finlandia University, sometimes called Suomi College by the old school people like myself. And I occasionally will wear a Finlandia shirt on these videos. Didn't wear one today. Didn't occur to me until just now. I probably should have. But my family, we have our roots up in that area. And so I go up there every summer many, many times. I sometimes go up in the wintertime just to experiment and see how, you know, how cold I can survive. but I follow the news up there very, very closely because I feel these are my people. In fact, many of them are, meaning that they're related to me one way or another. And some of you have figured out that the name Leto is Finnish. I've mentioned that in a couple videos. Someday I'll do an entire video where I'll straighten out all the misinformation, half of which came from me, and I apologize. But I finally now know the full story. But my family has roots back in Finland, and there are a lot of Finnish people in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, especially in the Keweenaw Peninsula, which is where Houghton and Hancock are. And if you go to the Hancock side of the canal, many of the street signs are in Finnish, and there are also Finnish flags up and down the various streets there. And then, of course, Finlandia University is there, and, you know, that's a seat of higher learning of Finns in the world, let alone North America. But a story came to me from the QAnonReport.com, and this is a website based in that area. It's run by, I believe, a friend of mine named Rick Allen. I think this is his website. And Rick Allen is a reporter up there, works for a couple of different organizations. Good guy, I've known him for years. And he picked this story up and he published it. And then I saw it get repeated in a bunch of places, including on MLive and so on. And some people here have asked me about what sources of information I use for my media and my news. And I like to point out, whenever I'm actually reading a report, I will tell you whose report I'm reading, simply because I think it's important that they be credited. So if I'm reading a report from CNN, I'll tell you that. It doesn't necessarily mean I'm saying CNN's got the best source of the information, but I simply like the way they worded it. I often check these sources against each other to make sure they're correct. But I do know that the original source of the story was Rick Allen and QAnonReport.com, because that's where I found it. And then I saw other sites that reported it that cited back to him. So I checked this morning, and as far as I can tell, it has not been updated. But this is the greatest story I've heard in a long time. A man from Hancock was arrested the other night for shooting a snowbank with a gun. A Hancock man is facing possible charges after opening fire on a snowbank. Officers from the Hancock Police Department were dispatched to the 1200 block of Ingot Street shortly after midnight Tuesday morning for a report of numerous gunshots. Ingot Street is one of the many streets in the area that are named for things arising from the copper mining industry that was huge in the area. They call that the Copper Country. And of course, Michigan Tech across the canal used to be called the Michigan College of Mines, and was in fact founded by largely the promotion of the local mines that wanted there to be educated miners. But Ingot Street, of course, is one of the streets. There's also a street called Elevation Street that goes up a hill that is so steep that they close it in the winter times. But I'm even surprised that there aren't people dying on it every single day in the summertime, simply because it's so steep that you think that brakes would fail on cars. I do know people who work at the radio station in Houghton. There's a steep hill on that side also, that the radio station gets hit by cars every so often, because cars come sliding down the hill when it's not closed in the wintertime, and they don't stop till they hit the radio station at the side of the road. But officers from Hancock were dispatched to the 1200 block of Ingot Street when they got reports of numerous gunshots. When the officers arrived, they found a 37-year-old man standing outside his vehicle, which was stuck in a snowbank. So we think we've got the motive here. We think the motive has something to do with his vehicle and the snowbank. Got in some kind of argument that the snowbank won. Officers determined that the driver was intoxicated, and they arrested him. They found numerous bullet casings on the ground where it appeared that several shots had been fired into the snowbank. The officers found a Glock 9mm pistol during a search of the vehicle, and that was confiscated. The Hancock man was lodged in the Houghton County Jail, and a report was forwarded to the Houghton County Prosecutor's Office. I've got to tell you that the Houghton County legal system is housed in a complex which is anchored by one of the neatest courthouses in the Western Hemisphere. Now, I haven't seen all the courthouses in the Western Hemisphere, but I've seen many of the courthouses in Michigan. And the Houghton County Courthouse is one of the most beautiful courthouses in the area that I've ever seen. I'll put a photograph of it up here for you to look at. It's a beautiful, beautiful courthouse, the Houghton County Courthouse. I've been there a couple times, done research there, but I've also been in the courtrooms there. Officers were assisted on the scene by the Houghton Police Department and the Houghton County Sheriff's Department. But we don't know the man's name, and we don't know much else or what charges will be filed, if any. And here's the thing. I know that that's the next question people are going to ask. I'm going to say, Steve, why was the man arrested? Why did they take his gun from him? You know, who was the man? Was he Finnish? And the interesting thing is that Finns, as a people, we have characteristics that, and I don't consider this racist, and I hope that none of my Finnish friends would consider this racist either. But Finns are known for being a couple things, and one of them is known as being stubborn. Now, I'm not saying I'm particularly stubborn, but I've known some Finns who are quite stubborn. And Finns are also known, and this is an interesting thing, Finns are known to like their alcohol. They like coffee, but they like their alcohol. Now, I've mentioned before on my podcast that I don't drink. I very, very, very rarely drink alcohol. I'd have to literally sit down and think for a while to explain to you the last time I may have had a beer. It's been years. However, that's because in the Finnish community, there's actually a divide if you go back far enough. There were temperance Finns who did not drink. And then there was everyone else, Finns, who liked their alcohol. And I believe if you go to Finland and look at the actual Finnish population and they do demographic studies and so on, I believe that the Finns, when it comes to consumption of alcohol per capita, I think they're pretty high up on the list. And also when it comes to consumption of coffee per capita, they're high up on the list. And also, strangely enough, when it comes to the existence of heavy metal bands, the Finns are very, very high up on the list as well. The Finns love their heavy metal, their coffee, and their alcohol. So if I had to guess, and I am just guessing here, but I'm going to be shocked if the man who got out of his car and shot the snowbank, I'll be shocked if he does not have a Finnish name. So that's my bet to you right now. I'll follow this story. I will look for his name. And if his name is not Finnish, I will come out here and apologize to all my fellow Finns. Because this just sounds like a really Finnish thing to do. To have a dispute between your car and a snowbank. The snowbank wins, so you get out with your gun and you shoot the snowbank. Now, for those of you who are asking me what laws might have been broken with the shooting of the snowbank, it turns out that Michigan's got laws on the discharge of firearms outdoors. And I'm not, you know, obviously I'm not talking about being in a shooting range or something like that. I'm saying, so this is all taken from a section called careless, reckless, or negligent use of firearms, and the law goes back to 1952, but it's been updated a few times. And so, for instance, any person who, because of carelessness, recklessness, or negligence, but not willfully or wantonly, shall cause or allow any firearm under his immediate control to be discharged so as to kill or injure another person, shall be guilty of a misdemeanor. You can go to prison and you can be fined. Well, no one was killed here. Okay, so you obviously this law does not apply. So chalk that off the list. Go down to 752.862. The previous one was 861. 862, any person who because of carelessness, recklessness, or negligence, but not willfully or wantonly, shall cause or allow a firearm under his control to be discharged so as to destroy or injure the property of another, real or personal, shall be guilty of a misdemeanor. And again, punishable, blah, 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 blah. Now here's the question. Shooting the snowbank. I don't think you could say the snowbank is the property of another. I think we consider snowbanks to be more, you know, things that come and go with the weather, like the rain or the wind. And although a snowbank might sit there for a while and it might tussle with your car a bit, It's going to melt in the spring, you know, mid-June, maybe July, up there. So I don't think you could be gotten for destroying or injuring the property of another unless those bullets travel through the snowbank and hit something. That'd be a very, very tough proposition to prove this time of year. However, here's where we get interesting. Section 3A. Any person who shall recklessly or heedlessly or willfully or wantonly use, carry, handle, or discharge any firearm without due caution and circumspection for the rights, safety, or property of others shall be guilty of a misdemeanor. So that right there is probably, I'd have to guess, what they're going to look at. So it's the reckless, wanton, or negligent discharge of a firearm without due caution and circumspection for the rights, safety, or property of others. Now, it's a misdemeanor, so that's an actual crime, but I can already see that, you know, and I know a lot of people in the audience love to just immediately flip something and ask themselves, like, is there a defense to this? What's the argument to this? And the argument to this obviously would be, well, nobody got hurt. But the bigger concern you have is if the guy was in fact drunk, intoxicated, then the question becomes, aren't you recklessly or wantonly or negligently discharging your firearm if you do it while intoxicated at the side of the road in the middle of the night, just shooting into a snowbank? Now, I don't know for a fact that that's what he'll be charged with. Like I said, I'll update you on that. And I'm also not even saying that the guy would be convicted of that. You know, I don't know. If I was a prosecutor, I think that's the law I'd be looking at. But of course, a better question is whether or not the man had the license for the gun. And I, again, I admit I am not an expert on firearm law in Michigan nor anywhere else. But my understanding is that if you get the license to own and carry a pistol, that there are some rules and regulations that you're supposed to abide by. And I'd be curious to know if any of those might be invoked or somehow addressed if you were to pull the gun out while intoxicated and start shooting it in a snowbank. But, like I said, that's a question for somebody else because that's not a question for me because I'm not an expert in it. So, again, I'm just telling you that a man in Hancock, Michigan, got in a shootout with a snowbank. the snowbank did not return fire. But I will update you on two things. One is what happens to him if he's prosecuted, and two, whether or not he's a Finn. Okay? I'm actually hoping he is. Because he's not a Finn. We need to adopt him or something. It just sounds like such a Finnish thing to do. So that's the story of the Hancock man. Hancock, Michigan, shooting up a snowbank. Questions or comments? Fire them below. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.